Meditation on the cross. The Lord says, "My servant will succeed in his task. He will be highly honoured." Many people were shocked when they saw him. He was so disfigured that he hardly looked human. But now many nations will marvel at him, and kings will be speechless with amazement. They will see and understand something they have never known. The people reply, "Who would have believed what we now report? Who could have seen the Lord's hand in this? It was the will of the Lord that his servant should grow like a plant taking root in dry ground. He had no dignity or beauty to make us take notice of him. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing that would draw us to him. We despised him and rejected him. He endured suffering and pain. No one would even look at him. We ignored him as if he were nothing. But he endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. All of us were like sheep that were lost, each of us going his own way. But the Lord made the punishment fall on him, the punishment all of us deserved. He was treated harshly, but endured it humbly. He never said a word. Like a lamb about to be slaughtered, like a sheep about to be sheared, he never said a word. He was arrested and sentenced and led off to die, and no one cared about his fate. He was put to death for the sins of our people. He was placed in a grave with evil men. He was buried with the rich, even though he had never committed a crime or ever told a lie. The Lord says, "It was my will that he should suffer. His death was a sacrifice to bring forgiveness. And so he will see his descendants. He will live a long life, and through him my purpose will succeed. After a life of suffering, he will again have joy. He will know that he did not suffer in vain. My devoted servant, with whom I am pleased, will bear the punishment of many, and for his sake I will forgive them. And so I will give him a place of honour, a place among great and powerful men. He willingly gave his life and shared the fate of evil men. He took the place of many sinners and prayed that they might be forgiven." Let us pray. Almighty Father, look in mercy on this, your family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed and given up into the hands of wicked men and to suffer death upon the cross, who is alive and glorified with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
Round.
Psalm 22, with the response, "By his wounds we have been healed. By his wounds we have been healed. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry to you by day, but you do not answer, and by night also I take no rest. But you continue holy, you that are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried, and they were saved. They put their trust in you, and were not confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, the scorn of men and despised by the people." By his wounds we have been healed. All those that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips at me and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delights in him." But you are he that took me out of the womb, that brought me to lie at peace on my mother's breast. On you have I been cast since my birth. You are my God, even from my mother's womb. By his wounds you have been healed. Oh, go not from me, for trouble is hard at hand, and there is none to help. Many oxen surround me, fat bulls of Bashan close me in on every side. They gape wide their mouths at me like lions that roar and rend. I am poured out like water, and my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is like melting wax. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my gums. My hands and my feet are withered, and you lay me in the dust of death. By his wounds we have been healed. For many dogs are come about me, and a band of evildoers hem me in. I can count all my bones, they stand staring and gazing upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots for my clothing. O Lord, do not stand far off. You are my helper. Hasten to my aid. Deliver my body from the sword, my life from the power of the dogs. O save me from the lion's mouth, and my afflicted soul from the horns of the wild oxen. By his wounds we have been healed.
Let's turn that round. Forgot to do that. See if that makes a big difference.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the religion we profess. For ours is not a high priest unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who, because of his likeness to us, has been tested in every way, only without sin. Let us therefore boldly approach the throne of our gracious God, where we may receive mercy, and in his grace find timely help.